Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Clark, CEO of Gfinity. G-F-I-N is ticker there. John, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about your final results for the year ended the 30th of June, 2020. And of course, it's a look, you know, are we three, four months away from that now? So it's a historical document, and especially when you're in a company that you've, you know, come on board in March and you're turning around and you've structured in a certain way to develop and grow a certain way. So a lot of stuff we're talking about is historical, but there are glimpses of what's happening and just a style of a turnaround. But for people not familiar, John, for Gfinity, just explain quickly what Gfinity is about, please.
Yes, Gfinity is a world-leading esports company that's we're focused in three areas and strategically in three areas of A, what we own, B, what we co-own, and C, what the communities that we build for others, utilising our tech IP and our world-class production capability.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so just a summary here. Losses are down, gross profit is up, much lower revenues than last year. What is that saying about the business, John?
Yeah, you know, I think as you just said earlier on, the results show that the business is in a turnaround situation. So the year to end of June 2020 was really one of transition, and I think it's a story that you and I've been discussing over a while. You know, we're changing the business. So we took a number of key decisions and actions to sort of position ourselves for success moving forward. Recap on a few of those actions. So in March we significantly reduced our cost base, sharpened our strategic focus in those three areas of what we own, what we co-own, and communities we build for others. We also took the decision then not to proceed with activities which didn't align with those focus areas, and in many ways didn't make commercial sense for the business. And we're starting to see those impacts of those changes filtering through, and they've been positive, and you can see that in our results that we launched and announced today. You know, the adjusted operating loss reduced by 36% to 5.5 million, and that's excluding restructuring related costs. The operating loss would have been reduced to 5.2 million on a year, which is a year-on-year reduction of 40%. Mm. So we're also expecting further reductions in the operating loss in full year 21 as our own revenue streams continue to grow, and we've talked a lot about that with the Gfinity Digital Media Group. And the full-year impact of the cost reductions that we delivered in full year 2020 are realised. And then we also see further reductions in the cost base as existing lease agreements, for example, come to an end. So our gross profit rose 174% year-on-year to 2.8 million, despite the expected fall in revenue of 4.6 million, which was a reduction of 42%. So the improvement of this was due to a conscious decision to move away from lower margin activities. Mm. And, you know, and I think when we've spoke before, you know, and I always stress this, is that in this period, while gaming on the whole has benefited from the lockdown, we don't operate in a bubble. You know, we rely on our partners and our clients to have confidence in the business environment so they continue to spend. So we did experience delays in the sign-off of some programs and the postponement of certain events. And, you know, you have to plan for those eventualities depending on what happens in the external environment in the months ahead. So we know that our future success isn't guaranteed. We've got to earn it, and we've got to make it happen. But our focus and the way we're doing this is by staying focused on our plan, delivering outstanding results for those who choose to work with us. You know, we're continuing to innovate and evolve what we do, especially in the digital media group, our partnerships and our tech IP. And the good news is that team's shown there's more than that for the challenge, and the results are starting to demonstrate this.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, you've done so much since the end of period, you know, post-period, that, of course, you can't reflect in these results, but that's good. But Listen, whenever you see a company changing around, you see those margins getting better, the cash burn, a leaner model is always good and healthy, like I said. But people always say, OK, but they probably need cash. So what is your cash position at the moment, then, or the state of the
moment? Yeah, a cash position. This is a positive story for us. So our year-end cash totaled 1.6 million, and this was in line with expectations after completing the 2.25 million oversubscribed fundraise back in April, and the exercise of a further £200,000 worth of warrants prior to the year end. So at the year end, we had 2 million of warrants remaining that's still to be exercised. £400,000 worth of those have now been exercised prior to the signing off of the accounts. So this means that our business is sufficiently capitalized to deliver against all those opportunities that are out there in this growing esports market.
Yeah. Now, I understand because of the formal sale process going on, you can't talk about forecasts and profitability like we previously had. But looking forward, you've spoken, before about moving into month-to-month profitability in the first quarter of 2020. Do you still think you're on track to achieve this?
Yeah, I've been told that as a result of the strategic review process that we announced, I've got to be very careful not to say anything that could be construed as a forecast. So yeah. you've got to help me out there a little bit, Justin.
So basically, you said before, you're not going to change your mind. Is that the case or what?
What I can say is we're more confident than ever that the decisions that we took earlier this year to focus on higher value and higher margin revenue streams was the right one. So we're now playing in those areas where we have a competitive advantage, and we've got that momentum. And I think it's important to stress the progress that we're making against each of those three pillars. So the first one of what we own, the Gfinity Digital Media Group, this is a major success story for our business. So at the start of the last financial year, we had two websites with roughly 1 million monthly users. At the end of June 2020, we had three English language websites with Spanish, Portuguese, and Arabic versions as well, with more than 11 million monthly users. Wow. So in last year, the sites generated revenue of £350,000. Our sites have delivered more than that in the past 2 months alone. And we're on target to deliver 2 million in the current financial year. And we've got brands like Samsung, Cadbury turning to Gfinity Media Group to work with us to sort of reach that hard to reach young gamer audience. So we're seeing, that's the type of trajectory we're on with the digital media group. The second pillar is what we co-own, and this is those partnerships with leading brands that pay Gfinity for our services and who share the commercial upside with us. So if you remember back in May, we signed the 5-year partnership with Abu Dhabi Motorsport Management. In under 4 months, we delivered the first product, which was the V10R League, which we sold to three leading broadcasters, BT Sport, ESPN and Stars Arabia. Season one will have been watched by more than 35 million people, so primarily in the US. So our commercial team is now out selling sponsorship packages against those numbers and bringing more broadcasters on board. Again, you're seeing that progress being made in that area. And the third is that building communities for others using our proprietary tech and world-class production. So in May, we signed the multi-year deal with Formula One to deliver the eSports series. The first live shows were broadcast last week from the Gfinity Arena. And what makes this different this year versus in the past, the show was completely delivered remotely with drivers spread all across the world, and that was utilizing Gfinity's proprietary virtual production tech. It was the first of show of its kind, and there's multiple opportunities there when you use that type of technology. And yesterday we announced that Gfinity was hired by Red Bull to design and deliver the League of Legends simplified show that's going to be broadcast this weekend when the world finals are taking place. The goal being to make League of Legends more accessible to casual fans. So our production expertise is being sought by the biggest and the best brands in the world. And again, trajectory that we're seeing. So we're making really good progress against each of our pillars.
Yeah. No, it's sounding very good. And like you say, you are setting yourself up for growth there. And let's talk about this as much as we can, the formal sale process, which of course we can't talk a lot about. But what impact, if any, will these results have on that formal sales process that Gfinity has entered into then, John?
Yeah, I think the result's going to send a very clear message. It's, you know, we're a business in transition. You know, the leadership team, we've taken the necessary actions to significantly reduce the cost base and sharpen our focus and the operational focus of the business. And the impact of those decisions are starting to flow through in the financial performance. So, you know, but when you're making those sort of fundamental changes that we're making, they don't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes managerial discipline. And then you need those proof points to show that there's potential for a stronger performance. And so I think anyone looking at Gfinity today will see a business that operates in a dynamic industry sector, and esports is still very dynamic. It owns its own community. There's valuable tech IP that's licensable and scalable. And I always like to say, if it's digital, it's scalable, and that's where we're playing. And it's continuing. We're being chosen by the world's leading organizations and brands to navigate the world of gaming. So it's a business that's starting to grow. You know, to accelerate that growth, it's a business that would benefit from a strategic partner. So I believe our results will stimulate interest. And I'm really looking forward to getting the chance to sit and discuss the business with all those interested parties.
Yeah, yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, finally, Red Bull, phenomenally successful brand. Everyone knows them. I was listening to a podcast recently about them, and it's a really interesting story for anyone to look back on. But that announcement yesterday, all the markets were down. They were tanking yesterday around the world, pretty much, and my entire portfolio was down. And then you announced that, you know, and literally against the flow. You know, the strong current yesterday downgrade, you Gfinity swam against it and started rising. People could understand, you know, that kind of validity. So is that a one-off project with Red Bull, or hoping for, you know, a more long-term relationship?
I think it's a great, as you say, Red Bull's a great brand and a great company, and they're already a leader in esports and gaming, and they have their own gaming production team. So It's exciting the fact that they turned to Gfinity to again design and deliver a 6-hour live stream show for the League of Legends that simplifies the game and making it more accessible. So this is a great one for me personally, because you know my oldest son is as fanatical about League of Legends and Fnatic's and a leading team, which unfortunately didn't make it to the final, as I am about West Ham. So This is great. We're doing a program that simplifies it, that means that I can watch that at the weekend and be able to converse with him on a different level about the game he loves. So, and I think if anyone's curious about League of Legends, then strongly recommend following the stream across Red Bull's main Twitch and YouTube channels. It starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. I'm a very strong believer that if you do great work and show yourselves to be excellent to work with, then more opportunities will come your way. And that is my full expectation with Red Bull.
Yeah, well, I mentioned that to my son yesterday, that your news, and even they're 7 and 10, and they'd heard of League of Legends and all that stuff, so they're big fans. And like I said, do you know what, kids of that age don't watch terrestrial TV, they don't just watch gaming, or people on YouTube gaming, and look at Red Bull, I look at their YouTube, their esports channel on YouTube has over 300,000 subscribers, so you know, they're a big player there, aren't they? So to come to you, like you say, is validation, and I suppose, again, it ticks the box, a rubber stamp. You can go to other companies and say, look, we got these guys, Cadbury's, we've got Red Bull, we've got, you know, all these guys working with us, and it's BT and Formula One. That's a cracking CV you've got now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really where, you know, this is all about. And that's what I say, when we're focused, we have a community, and that's growing very strongly, and people want to partner with us because they want to reach that hard to reach gaming audience. You know, we have a partnership model of organizations like Abu Dhabi Motorsport that are have a strategic need to partner with an organization like ours, and as a result of that are prepared to enter into financial relationships that everybody wins. So and then you say you have big brands like Red Bull that have a very, very strong esports culture within the organization and channels already, but they see value in what we can bring. And I think it's always very important, so making sure that we can continually add value to the offer that we have for the world's biggest brands, as well as the world's emerging brands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where we play.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, John, I want to ask you to do the three reasons, because I know you're going to be quite guarded in what you say because of the takeover panel. But it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.